Think about the risks you've taken in your life. Were they worth it? Do you regret not going for it? And what makes people take a chance? For 28-year-old Eric Baroni, it was fear.
I was afraid of the grind. I was afraid of sitting in a cubicle and just programming something that I found really boring, that I wasn't passionate about. I wanted something different. I wanted to be able to have the freedom to do whatever I wanted.
A few years ago, Eric graduated from the University of Washington in Tacoma with a computer science degree, and he had the skill and the piece of paper that would have probably led to a really well-paying job at a local tech company. But no, Eric did not go that route. Instead, he got a very part-time job as an usher at Seattle's Paramount Theater. And when he was home in his parents' basement, he spent 40 to 60 hours a week for 4 years creating an imaginary world called Stardew Valley, a video game. It was kind of an odd choice.
It was risky in that while all of my peers were getting valuable experience in the field, I was making a video game for 4 years, which wouldn't necessarily translate to something that, you know, a real company is going to be interested in on a resume. In terms of my friends and my family and everything, I guess one of the risks of that was just if I had said over and over that I was going to be a success, this game was going to do well, you should trust me, you should have faith in me, and then it failed, I would be a joke. I had to prove it to everyone that I was serious, and their faith in me was, you know, well placed.
You had to create a persona that sold this to your friends and family who maybe would have otherwise had questions about this decision, this choice that you made to pursue this game the way you did, 60 hours a week and a lot of time. Could you talk about that face that you had to put on?
So I had a lot of doubts. I had personal doubt about whether I was doing the right thing, whether I was going to be a success, whether I even had the talent or the drive or whatever to finish this project and for it to be a success. But I knew that having that doubt would only get in the way of me achieving it. So I basically had to force myself to stop thinking about that. And the way I did that was to take on this personality of just insane ambition and faith in myself. You know, they say fake it till you make it. That's basically what I did. I just started acting as if I had 100% faith. Like, this is going to be a success. It's going to be a great game. Everyone's going to love it. I'm going to finish it. There's no doubt in my mind. And like just acting that way, it made me actually start to believe it after a while. And I started to actually become a lot more confident about it. And I think that that helped convince the people around me that they should believe in me, because when someone's really passionate and excited about something, it's hard to not take them seriously.
And that, in doing that, it boosted your confidence, but it also heightened the risk.
That's right, yeah. Because then if I failed, it would be even more of a fall, you know?
And you don't have to put that on any longer.
Right.
What was it like to let go of that?
It feels good in some ways. I'm definitely a lot more relaxed now than I was before the game came out. But it's strange. I also feel almost like I lack purpose now. Like, making the game was just, it consumed my entire life. And now that it's done and I've already, you know, achieved the success that I wanted to achieve, it's like I've been forced to completely rethink what I'm going to do with my life. So I feel kind of lost in a way.
Do you think it's time to start going on some job interviews at Microsoft?
No, I don't think so. I want to keep making things. That's what gives me purpose in life, is to create experiences for other people. A lot of the experiences I had in video game worlds just feel very real to me. I think that that's true for many people, that game experiences can be special and they can feel poignant and real.
And we have to talk about the success of Stardew Valley. When did you know it was starting to take off?
I had a feeling of like a day or two before launch that it was going to be pretty big. You know, on the first day, I saw that there was like 30,000 units sold or something, which other developers were telling me that's like insane, you know, and then it just kept going up. It kept just, sales were just going just astronomical for weeks and weeks. And, you know, when I hit 100,000 sales, I was thinking, this is amazing. But then, you know, after a few months, I hit 1 million sales, and now it's at 1.5 million sales, and it's still growing. So it's just, it's completely blown my mind. I don't even know how to, I haven't even fully grasped the success yet. It's just, it's mind-boggling.
How much money does 1.5 million sales, how much does it come out to?
So far, the game has grossed $20 million.
I'm going to repeat that again. Stardew Valley has grossed more than $20 million. And the one person who has seen this entire process unfold from start to finish is Eric's longtime girlfriend, Amber Hickman. They met when they were in high school working at a pretzel shop. Eric eventually moved out of his parents' house and into a home near Green Lake in Seattle with Amber and another couple. She helped support Eric over the last 4 years. She always believed in what he was doing. But $20 million? She's still trying to make sense of this enormous number.
It's so abstract, the fact that there's millions of people around the world playing this game. Like, I can say that and I can like kind of understand it, but like that makes it kind of hard to really grasp like the impact that it seems to be having on people.
How is the money going to change your lives?
I don't imagine it'll change much. It hasn't really at this point at all. We've always been very simple. Like, our families have asked, like, oh, so when are you getting a new car, or, you know, a house, things like that. And we're just kind of practical. Like, our car works perfectly fine right now, and I don't imagine we'll get a new one until it actually breaks.
The main thing is just to not have stress. There's no real time crunch or outside pressure on me to do anything, so I feel completely free and liberated in a way.
Can I see the game?
Yeah. Sure.
Is this where you spend a lot of time working on it?
Yeah. We're in my, I guess it's our bedroom, but a corner of it is my little office, and I have my computer here on a makeshift standing desk system.
Your keyboard is on.
It's sitting on top of my speakers, and the monitor is on top of an old box, but it works.
So yeah, I guess if you could tell us about Stardew Valley, what is it about?
Stardew Valley is a farming RPG, which RPG stands for role-playing game, and essentially you take on the role of a character who's moving to the country from the city and trying to start a new life after inheriting your grandfather's farm. So you start to build this life for yourself in the country, you know, watch it grow and reach, like, meet your goals and stuff like that.
So what is he doing? Is he harvesting?
Right now I'm clearing the land to find a little place to start growing some crops.
How do you win?
There really isn't a way to win. It's very open-ended. So there's kind of some goals that the game kind of suggests for you. Like, there's a run-down community center in the town. You know, with a little bit of magic, you can get it back up and running, and it kind of brings the town together and breathes some fresh and new life into the community. That certainly is a goal you can strive for, but there's no point actually where, like, the credits roll and it says, you know, the end.
It can just go on and on.
It just
on
goes
and
on and on. Some people have been playing it for hundreds and hundreds of hours. I think people just like living in Stardew Valley.
It seems so idealistic and so such a kind place. I mean, rehabbing a community center, working the earth, growing your own food. Do you hope that people do this in the real world after playing your game?
Some people have told me that Stardew has inspired them to go out in the world and to do things that they never thought to do before or that they were afraid to do.
Like so, what?
Meeting people, going out, doing community work, volunteering, farming, just real things. You know, it is a video game, but somehow it inspires many people to go out and do real things in the real world, which I think is healthy and good for the planet. So I'm happy about that.
That's Eric Baroni, the creator of the indie hit video game Stardew Valley.